弟兄姊妹平安。I love coming to worship together with you, so thank you for the privilege of being together with you today.
我好高興可以同大家一齊喺呢度一齊去敬拜神嘅，所以我好開心你哋今日俾咗我呢個機會，可以同大家一齊喺呢度敬拜主。
This month is Pastor's Appreciation Month. And even though Pastor Sydney and Catherine are not here, I wanted to just say to you all how much I love Pastor Sydney and Catherine, how much I appreciate their service, their love for the Lord and His church, and the opportunity, privilege to partner together with them for the gospel here at CCAC.
Okay.
That was very long. I'm so sorry.
嗱，呢一個月咧，我哋就係個 Pastor Appreciation Month， 就係我哋去好感恩我哋有我哋嘅牧師嘅。雖然今日阿袁牧師同阿 Catherine 唔喺我哋嘅當中，但係我好想話俾你聽，我真係好愛阿 Pastor Sydney 同埋阿 Catherine， 我真係好高興佢喺我哋教會當中嘅。咁我哋係差唔多。That's all I remember.
That is okay. I also want to say how much I appreciate the elders and their wives, whom I have the privilege of serving together as well.
咁我同時咧都好感謝各位嘅長老同長老嘅太太，可以有呢個機會俾我哋一齊嘅喺呢度嘅服侍。
And Lee, thank you so much for translating for us today. All right. Well, I'll start off with a story. This year, on my birthday, I came out to the dining room in our home to find a huge gift from my wife, Amy.
我今年生日嗰陣咧，同你哋分享翻個故事。哇！我一去到個飯廳，我見到一份好大份嘅禮物，係我太太 Amy 為我準備嘅。
I unwrapped the package and I took out a mat.
我就咪咁喺度拆份禮物啦，拆開之後掹出嚟嘅時候係張地氈。
Amy explained, this is an ergonomic mat to stand on at a standing desk.
Amy 佢就同我講，嗱呢一張咧係人體工學地氈嚟嘅，特登買嚟俾我企喺個寫字台前面用嘅。
Now, to be honest, an ergonomic mat is not the kind of gift I usually get excited about.
嗱講真嗰句啊，即係我收到張人體工學地氈。其實即係唔係特別令我咁興奮嘅啫。
But do you know what? Ever since I've got it, I love this mat.
但係你知唔知啊？自從我開始用呢張地氈之後咧，我愛上咗佢。
It is very helpful. I love using it, and I love recommending it to others who use standing desks.
其實真係好好用㗎，我自己咧就非常之中意。我仲要係好中意咧，同我其他朋友，總之佢哋用站立式寫字台嘅，我都會建議佢買張嘅。
This morning, we are going to look at a gift from God that is also not the kind of gift you might get excited about initially.
嗱，今日我哋都會睇下一份神送俾我哋嘅禮物，但係咧，我哋亦都未必會對呢份禮物一開始嗰陣會咁感興趣嘅。
But like my ergonomic mat, my hope is that as you learn more about this gift, as you use it more, you will come to love it as well.
咁我好希望你哋会好似我将人体工学地毡咁样，当你对呢份礼物嘅认识多咗嘅时候，当你开始去用呢一份礼物嘅时候，你就会慢慢地爱上佢。
That has been my experience with this gift, and I hope it will be your experience too.
嗱，呢一個咧係我對呢一份禮物嘅個人經驗嚟嘅，而我希望你哋亦都會有同樣嘅經驗。
And this gift is the gift of lament.
嗱，而呢一份禮物咧就係哀歌。
What is a lament? A lament, to borrow one author's definition, is a prayer of pain that leads to trust.
嗱，咁究竟乜嘢係哀歌咧？我借用另外一位作家嘅解釋，哀歌佢係一個痛苦嘅禱告，但係係能夠有助於建立信心嘅。
I'll say it again. It is a lament is a prayer of pain that leads to trust.
嗱，我重複講多一次，哀歌佢係一個痛苦嘅禱告，但係能夠有助於建立我哋嘅信心嘅。
A lament is God's gift to His people for grief. For pain, for tragedy.
因为神的子民的哀伤、痛苦、悲情，神就赐下哀歌这一份礼物。
And we need this gift because, as we all know, life is painful.
而我们其实很需要这一份礼物的，因为我们个个都太清楚知道人生很痛苦。
But in God's kindness, instead of telling us to suppress our grief, instead of rebuking us for being sad, God invites us to bring our pain to Him in lament.
但是神祂是满有慈爱的神，祂并没有叫我们要隐藏我们的哀伤，也都没有去骂我们说你这么哀伤的。相反，神祂邀请我们将我们所有的悲伤、悲痛用哀歌的形式带到祂的面前。
Today we're going to look at the basics of what a lament is by looking at Psalm 13.
今天我们会透过诗篇13篇去看看哀歌的基础结构。
By one count, an entire third of the Psalms are Psalms of lament.
其实诗篇里面有三分之一都是哀歌来的。
So here's where we're headed. In Psalm 13, we're going to see three basic elements of lament. Three basic elements of lament. My complaint, my concern, my confidence.
我们在诗篇13篇里面，我们会见到圣经中的哀歌其实有三个基本元素的，就是我的控诉、我的忧虑、我的确信。
So what's a lament? First, when we lament, when we pray lament, I bring God my complaint, my complaint.
咁哀歌究竟系乜嘢咧？首先我哋透过哀歌，我哋系将我哋嘅控诉带到去神嘅面前。
Look with me again at verses 1-2.
嗱，请大家同我一齐再读第一至第二节。
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里愁算，终日受苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我要到几时呢？
David begins his song with the same question repeated four times. How long, O Lord?
大卫在这首诗歌的开头，其实他重复问了四次，要到几时呢？
Notice how brutally honest David is in each question.
我们留意一下，大卫他问的每个问题都是很露骨的，毫不掩饰的。
He says, God, you have abandoned me.You feel far away. I feel alone. I am sad all the time. My enemies are winning.
大卫他说，神啊，你放弃了我，我觉得你离我好远，我好孤独，我成日都受苦的，我的仇敌已经赢紧了。
As one commentator notes, the question how long must mean that David's situation was prolonged.
有一个释经家他指出，大卫他既然要问要到几时，那其实表明了他处于这种状态已经持续了一段很长的时间。
This was not a situation that lasted only for a day or two.
这个状况并不是一朝一夕。
This was drawn out. This was lengthy suffering with no end in sight.
这个是一个很漫长，看不到尽头的持久的煎熬。
Have you ever felt this way? I know I have.
我唔知你哋有冇经历过呢种感觉，我就经历过。
As many of you know, just as an example, as many of you know, my wife Amy and I waited for years before the Lord gave us our son Isaiah.
我相信你哋大家都知道啦，我同我太太 Amy， 我哋等咗好多年，先至等到神将 Isaac 赐俾我哋。
And sometimes.The longing for a child would burst out of my heart and I would just sit in the car and cry and sob and heave until I ran out of tears.
而有陣時呢，我會突然間好想好想有個小朋友，想到我係會坐喺我嘅車入邊喊，係喊到真係眼淚乾曬糖為止嘅。
our well-meaning friends would ask us, well, how come you guys don't have kids yet?
即是有一些出于关心的朋友呢，就会问我哋噶啦，诶，点解你两个仲未生细路仔嘅？
Of course, we understood their heart. They had good hearts. But the question only reminded me of what I didn't have.
即是当然啦，我好明白，其实佢哋系出于好意嘅。即是但系呢一个问题，就好似一路喺度提住我，你生命中欠缺咗呢样嘢。
And honestly, many times I felt just like David describes in Psalm 13. I felt forgotten by God. That God had somehow remembered to give kids to other families, but not to ours.
好老实讲啊，有好多时我好明白大卫佢诗篇十三篇入边佢讲嘅嗰种被神遗弃嘅感觉，即系神佢记得至少朋友俾其他嘅家庭，但系就系唯独唔记得咗我。
It felt like my prayers weren't being heard. It felt like I was all alone. It felt like I was sad all the time.
感觉呢，好似神冇听到我嘅祈祷，感觉上我好孤独啊，即系好似冇人，我系时时刻刻都喺一个伤心难过嘅状态之下。I
have felt like David felt, and I'm sure you have too.
我曾经同大卫系感同身受，我相信你哋都试过。
Yet David's prayer makes us a little uncomfortable, doesn't it?
但是大卫嘅祷告咧，系咪听起上嚟令到人觉得好唔舒服啊？
Just imagine if someone came into our prayer meeting and began praying like this.
我哋试想象一下，有个人嚟参加我哋嘅祈祷会，嗱而佢祈祷开口嘅第一句咧就系
：If someone started praying, God, you've abandoned me. I feel sad. You are far away. How long will this last?
即係佢祈禱嘅第一句一開口就話啦：神啊，你撇低咗我啊！我而家好傷心啊！你離我好遠啊！我要傷心到幾時啊
？If someone prayed like this, we'd probably wonder if she was a good Christian.
即係如果有人真係咁樣祈禱嘅話咧，我哋個心入邊可能諗：喂，你係咪基督徒嚟㗎？If
David came into our prayer meeting and prayed like this, we'd probably take David aside afterwards and say, David, you can't talk to God like that, you know?
即係如果我大衛嚟到我哋個祈禱會係咁樣祈禱嘅話咧，我哋可能會掹下大衛行埋一邊，然之後就糾正佢。喂啊，大衛，你唔可以咁樣同神講嘢㗎。In
contrast, the presence of lament in Scripture tells us that you can talk to God like this, that God welcomes even our complaint.
但係經文中嘅哀歌咧，唔係咁樣教嘅。相反，經文同我哋講，你係可以咁樣同神講嘢嘅，而且神好歡迎你咁樣同佢訴苦添。This
does not mean that every complaint is good.
只不過咁樣唔代表所有嘅控訴都係好嘅。A
complaint that comes from selfishness or ingratitude is not a good complaint.
即係如果你嘅控訴純粹係基於你嘅私心，或者係你嘅不知感恩，咁就唔係一個好嘅控訴。Nevertheless,
these verses teach us that there is a kind of honest, even blunt complaint that God loves.
唔理點都好啦，呢幾節經文其實話緊俾我哋聽，有一種直接大膽嘅控訴，而神係好中意聽嘅。
For here is the counterintuitive truth. David's complaint to God is actually an act of faith.
其实这里有一个意想不到的真相。大卫他会转向神，向神投诉。其实这个是他信心的表现来的。Because
David is telling God, God, this is honestly how I feel. This is what I am experiencing.
因为他大卫他是跟神说，神啊，这个就是我的真实感受，这些就是我现在经历的东西。David
is saying, because I believe you are good, and because I believe I am yours, you are the only one who can help me.
大卫他说，因为你是美好的，而我属于你，我寻求你的帮助，因为只有你可以帮到我。
In a fallen and broken world, God often feels distant and hidden to us.
在一个堕落破碎的世界里面呢, 我们常常会觉得, 神离我们很远啊, 甚至是躲起来了。
Sin often triumphs, and we often feel abandoned by God and forgotten in our sorrow and grief.
罪性经常都会得胜的, 我们常常都会觉得好像被神遗弃了, 忘记了我们的哀伤, 我们的悲痛。
But God, in His great mercy, does not say, figure it out yourself, or trust me better. First, He says, tell it all to me.
但神是慈爱的, 祂不是跟我们说, 你自己想办法吧, 或者跟我们说, 你信我多一点好不好啊, 而是祂直接就说, 你跟我说吧。
Far from being unfaithful, bringing our complaints to God in lament is the most faithful thing a believer can do.
我们利用爱歌向神表达我们的投诉的时候, 绝对不是代表我们不忠心, 相反, 这一件是一个信徒可以做的最忠心的事。
So first, a lament contains my complaint.
所以首先, 一首哀歌里面是包括了我们的投诉。
Second, a lament contains my concern, my concern.
而第二样哀歌里面包含的东西呢,就是我的忧虑,我的忧虑。
So in the first two verses, David talks about what he's going through emotionally, and then in the second two verses, David asks God to act.
我们首先那两节的经文呢,就是讲了大卫他情绪上面的状况,而在接下来这两段的经文里面, 大卫他就求神为他做些事了。Consider
and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken.
耶和华我的神啊, 求你看顾我, 应允我, 使我眼目光明, 免得我沉睡至死, 免得我的仇敌说, 我胜了他, 免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候,
So David asks for two things here. He first asks for God to look on him and answer his prayer.
但是这里他在求两件事,
Second, David asks God to light up his eyes lest he sleep the sleep of death.
接着大卫他就求神去点亮他的眼睛,
David, we know from the Bible, was often in physical danger, so this might be a request for physical deliverance.
在圣经当中我们知道大卫是经常身陷险境的, 所以他这里的祈祷可能是祈求他的自身可以脱离险境。
However, the fact that David uses metaphors here suggests that he is also speaking about emotional turmoil.
但是这里大卫他用到两个比喻的, 所以他也有可能是讲大卫他自己情绪上的混乱。
And it is not perhaps necessary to separate those two concepts.
可能其实我们根本就没必要将这两点分开。
For our pain and our grief is often both physical and emotional, isn't it?
因为我们的痛苦悲伤往往都是情绪上再加上肉体上的，是不是啊？
When our hearts are in pain, we suffer physically too, right? Our stomachs churn, our muscles tense.
即是当我们感觉到心痛的时候呢，其实我们的肉体都是跟着受苦的。我们会觉得反胃啦，我们的肌肉也都会扯到实晒。
Similarly, when we suffer physically, our emotions, our thoughts are afflicted at the same time.
同样地，当我们的肉体上受到痛苦的时候，我们的情绪和思想也都会同时间受到影响。
How many of us have experienced that deep grief where it feels like we're dying, feels like everything is falling apart?
我们当中有几多个经历过一些很深刻的哀伤，直情是觉得我们就来要死了，好像我身边所有的东西都在崩溃。
So when David says, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, he describes the whole truth of what occurs when you and I suffer. We need God to rescue us from death in all of its forms.
當大衛佢話使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，其實佢喺度形容緊，當你受苦嘅時候，你所感受到身邊發生嘅一切。其實我哋就係需要神去救我哋脱離呢一種嘅死亡，唔理係乜嘢形式嘅存在。
In verse 4, David moves on to his third request, his third concern. He asks God, deliver me or else my enemies are going to be happy.
去到第四節的時候，大衛他繼續提出他的第三個請求。他求神去拯救他。他如果不是的話，他的敵人就會高興。
And before you say, well, I don't have enemies like David, consider that all believers have at least one great enemy, the devil, Satan.
你可能會話：嗱，我啊唔似大衛咁嘅，我冇真正嘅敵人㗎。你講呢句説話之前，你要諗清楚，唔好唔記得我哋每一個信徒至少有一個敵人，就係魔鬼撒旦。
The devil, it says in the scriptures, prowls around like a lion, afflicting believers, tempting them, sowing discord among them.
嗱，而魔鬼佢好似一隻揾緊嘢食嘅獅子咁。他很想要去影響這一群信徒的，他想引誘他們，他的目的是要在他們當中埋下紛爭的種子。
So in summary, David asks God for three simple things. He asks God, answer me, sustain me, deliver me.
總括來說，大衛他向神求的事很簡單，三件，就是回應我，支持我，拯救我。
Do you notice how simple sounding those prayers are?
即係我哋一聽落去嘅時候，你呢個禱告真係好簡單嘅啫喎。
You see, when a Christian suffers, he sometimes feels hesitant to bring his prayer before God.
嗱，當一個基督徒受苦嘅時候咧，佢可能唔係好願意，唔係好夠膽向神祈求嘅。
He is afraid that if his prayers are not properly ordered, that God will not hear.
他会担心，如果他的祷告并不是说编排有序、有文有路的话，神可能不听。
But in suffering, such a Christian is often confused and lost.
但是其实当他受紧苦的时候，其实他已经迷失了，他的思想肯定很混乱。
He doesn't exactly know what to say. He can't even fully articulate what it is that he wants.
他根本就不知道自己想讲些什么，甚至乎他都没办法畅顺地表达出究竟他想要些什么东西。
He feels his theology maybe isn't properly aligned yet, and so he doesn't go.
他可能觉得他的思绪未整理清晰，所以他不想讲着。
Brothers and sisters, in contrast, these verses teach us that you don't have to get all of your stuff together before you come to God.
各位弟兄姊妹，这几句经文他教导我们的东西是正正相反的。他说你是不需要将你的思绪整理妥当，然后才去找神。
For David's request is not really that specific. He just says, God, consider and answer me.
我们看一下大卫的请求呢，一点都不明确的。他只是说看顾我，应允我。
Like David, in grief, all we can muster up sometimes is simply to say, God, I don't really know what it is that I need. I just know I need you to show up.
其实好像大卫这样，当我们感觉到悲伤的时候，我们可能都只能够随口说，神啊，我真的不知道我要什么，我只知道我要你。
God, I'm about to fall apart. God, I don't want my enemies to win.
神啊，我就嚟崩溃啊！神啊，我唔想我嘅仇敌去得胜啊！
So if you feel forgotten, if you feel like your sorrow just won't stop, if you don't even know what you want, you just know you need God to show up, you can tell that to Him.
当你觉得你被人遗忘咗，你觉得你的伤痛是无止境的，或者你根本都不知道你想要什么，但是如果你知道你就是需要神的时候，你就直接跟神讲就可
以了。你是不
需要整理好你自己的思绪之后才去找神的，你来就可以了，你让神去整理好你
So my complaints, my concern, and number three, my confidence. My confidence.
所以, 我的控诉, 我的忧虑, 而第三, 就是我的确信, 我的确信。
Verses 5 to 6. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
在第五節到第六節, 但我倚靠你的慈爱, 我的心因你的救恩快乐。 我要向耶和华歌唱, 因他用厚恩待我。
So after telling God, honestly, this is how I feel, after asking God, this is what I want you to do, David ends the psalm by expressing confidence that God will be faithful to his promises.
当讲完他的感觉和他想神为他做些什么之后, 大卫在这首诗的结尾,他表达出他对神应允他的确信。
The word steadfast love in verse 5 translates the Hebrew word chesed.
第五节当中的慈爱,他的希伯来原文是chesed。
God's chesed is his unshakably loyal, affectionate, kind love toward his people in covenant faithfulness.
而神的希实就是他对他的子民,他坚固的信实,温柔可亲,和仁慈。
And the reason why David is so confident that God is going to listen to him is because God has promised to be loyal to David in chesed.
而正正因为神对大卫的信实是本乎chesed, 所以大卫他确信神是会听他的祷告。
God is going to listen to David, not because David has earned that privilege, but simply because God is faithful.
神之所以你会听大卫的祷告, 并不是因为大卫做了什么事, 或者有什么好的行为表现, 纯粹是因为神, 他是信实的。
As a result, David anticipates a day when he will rejoice in God's salvation.
而正正因为这样, 大卫其实他是期待着, 在神的拯救当中有一个欢欣快乐, 他希望那一天他会尽快来到。
For notice that by the end of the psalm, God hasn't shown up yet, and the suffering has not ended.
但是我们要注意一下, 在首哀歌的结尾, 神他仍然未显现, 而他的苦困, 大卫受的苦困亦都未曾过去。
Yet David is so confident that God will show up eventually that David still chooses to rejoice even though that day has not yet come.
但是大卫他坚信神他迟早都会显现, 所以即使那天都还未曾来到, 大卫他已经在欢欣雀跃。
These last two verses show us what distinguishes a sinful complaint from a godly lament.
我们最后这两节经文是给我们看到,哀歌它是有别于出于自罪性的投诉的,哀歌它是以信作为一个结尾。
That is, a lament ends in trust.
这个就是哀歌,是以信作为我们的结尾。
Even though our present situation may be a feeling of abandonment or sorrow, we believe that as God's people, that's not what God wants.
即使我们现在可能是处于一种我们被遗忘的,我们感觉到伤痛的情况之中, 但是我们作为神的信徒, 我们相信这个
situation as today's high school students.
即是我和时下那些高中生呢,已经不是同一个年代的人。
One way I know that for sure is that I don't understand high school slang.
其中一个令我明白到这个事实的原因就是我听不明白他们现在用那些高中生的潮语。
I've asked the students to explain their slang to me, but when I try to use it, it doesn't feel quite right. It feels strange and unfamiliar.
即是我试过请那些高中生去解释一下他们用那些潮语给我听的。但是当我自己想着去试一下用那阵呢,那个感觉很奇怪的,很不惯的。
For believers, lament can feel like another generation's slang, strange and unfamiliar.
對我哋信徒嚟講，其實哀歌咧，好似另外一個時代嘅人佢哋用緊嘅潮語咁樣嘅，哇，好奇怪嘅，一啲都唔熟悉，好巧口。
Yet if we are to be faithful to the Scriptures, if we are to honor God with and in our grief, pain, and sorrow, as believers, we must learn to cry the language of lament.
但係如果我哋要忠於經文嘅話，如果我哋係將我哋嘅悲傷啊、痛苦啊、我哋嘅悲情全部都攞嚟榮耀神嘅話，作為一個信徒，我哋一定要學識點樣去運用哀歌，再去向神作出呼喊。
For although crying is a common human experience, lament is the unique privilege of the people of God.
喊係人之常情，而哀歌係神嘅子民獨有嘅專利嚟嘅。
I therefore invite you to receive the biblical gift of lament as language for how to bring your grief and your sorrow to the Lord.
所以我邀请你去接受圣经中送俾我哋嘅哀歌，因为哀歌系教导我哋点样将自己嘅哀伤同我哋嘅苦痛可以带到去神嘅面前。
If you're going through a hard time, study the Psalms of lament. Allow the biblical authors to help you to pray your sorrows to God.
我哋可以去研读下哀歌。我哋要让圣经中嘅作者去帮助我哋，去运用哀歌，去将我哋嘅悲伤化成祷告，奉献俾神。
For brothers and sisters, I really do believe that lament is a beautiful and precious gift.
各位弟兄姊妹啊，我真心相信哀歌系一份好美丽，而且系非常之慷慨嘅礼物。
For I can share with you that I myself have been incredibly discouraged and downcast for these past few months.
同大家分享一下，啱啱过往嗰几个月，我自己就陷入咗极度嘅沮丧同埋气馁之中。
I have been confronted with the presence of sin and brokenness around me in so many ways.
我嘅罪，仲有我嘅软弱，不停咁样喺我身边嗰度围绕住我。
What David describes in this passage has been my experience. There have been times when God has felt distant, when I have felt alone, when I find it hard to believe that God will show up.
大卫喺呢一段经文入边，佢讲嘅嗰啲经历，就系我而家经历紧嘅。有阵时神感觉上离得我好远啊，我觉得我自己好孤单，以至于我有阵时真系我好难相信神佢真系会显现。
In my state, I have found the gift of laments to be incredibly precious.
即係我喺呢個情況之下，我發現哀歌真係一份好好嘅禮物。
It is unfamiliar language to me too. But as I have leaned into the model of lament in passages like Psalm 13, I have found a way to pour out my heart before the Lord in a way that builds faith.
其實對我嚟講咧，呢一啲都係一啲好陌生嘅語言嚟嘅。但係當我慢慢去學習詩篇十三篇當中哀歌嘅模式嘅時候，我學識咗點樣喺神面前去傾訴我嘅心事，同時我亦都建立咗我對神嘅信心。
One final word. Laments in the Old Testament, like Psalm 13, contain an inherent tension.And that tension is, how can I be sure this is true?
最後，在舊約中的哀歌，就好像剛剛的詩篇十三篇一樣，其實當中有一個隱藏了的矛盾在這裡，就是我怎樣知道這些是真的？
How can I be sure that God hasn't truly forgotten me when all the evidence around me seems to indicate that He has?
我身边发生的一切事都好像跟我讲紧，嗱，神已经唔记得咗你啦，已经远离咗你啦。我点样先可以肯定神真系冇唔记得咗我
？How can I be sure that God will answer my prayer when it feels like He is silent？
神佢好似一路以嚟都系沉默嘅，我点先可以肯定 神真係會聽我嘅祈禱。
How can I be sure that God is going to show up when it feels like He hasn't shown up in a long time?
神佢已經好耐冇出現過，我點樣先可以肯定佢真係會再次顯現？
The answer, brothers and sisters, is to remember that all laments point forward to Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，個答案你就係要記得，所有嘅哀歌都係指向耶穌基督。
Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, is the pattern for our lament.
耶穌基督，神嘅兒子，佢就係道成肉身，要俾我哋睇到哀歌到底係點樣。
Jesus lamented over Jerusalem. He wept over the death of his friend Lazarus.
耶穌佢為到耶路撒冷去哀傷，亦都為到佢嘅朋友拉撒路嘅死去哀哭。
And on the cross, Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
而喺十字架上面，耶穌仲大喊：我嘅神，我嘅神，點解你要離棄我？
Jesus did not say this because he didn't know the truth. For how could God the Father forsake God the Son?
嗱，耶穌佢會咁樣問，絕對唔係因為話佢唔知道個事實真相，因為父，我哋嘅天父係唔會放棄佢嘅愛子嘅。
No, Jesus said this because of the emotional reality of that moment. Bearing the full wrath of God for our sin, Jesus felt abandoned. He was separated from the comfort of his heavenly Father.
耶穌佢之所以會咁樣講，係因為喺嗰一刻，呢個就係佢嘅真實嘅情感。佢背負住神對我哋嘅罪嘅一切怒火，佢感覺到被遺棄，佢被迫同佢天上嘅父親分隔咗。
Jesus Christ is David's greater son, who, as the author of Hebrews says, on this earth lamented with loud cries and tears.
耶穌基督，佢就係大衛偉大嘅兒子，佢喺呢個世界上都係會大聲嘅哀哭，痛哭流涕。
Jesus understands our pain and grief fully.
耶穌完全明白我哋嘅哀傷同痛苦。
Indeed, in Christ, God Himself entered the human experience.
而正正就係神藉著基督進入咗人嘅經歷。
Jesus entered our pain and grief to defeat their ultimate cause, sin itself.
佢進入到我哋嘅苦痛、我哋嘅哀傷入邊，就係要去移除佢哋根本嘅成因，就係罪。
In this way, therefore, Jesus is not only the pattern for our lament, He also secures the promise of our lament.
所以耶穌佢唔單止係我哋哀嘆嘅榜樣嚟嘅，而佢亦都確保咗我哋哀嘆當中所有嘅應許。
For through Jesus Christ, if we have trusted in Him, we know for certain that we belong to God forever.
因為藉著耶穌基督，藉著我哋嘅相信耶穌基督，我哋係可以相信我哋係永遠都係屬於神。
When we feel that God has abandoned us in Christ, we know that that isn't true.
当我们觉得神好像离弃了我们的时候，藉着耶稣基督，我们知道这一个并不是事实。
When it seems that God is silent in Christ, we know that He hears every prayer.
当我们觉得神是沉默的时候，藉着耶稣基督，我们知道神祂听每一个祷告。
And when we wonder if God will show up, we know that in Christ He already has.
当我们还在怀疑神究竟会不会显现的时候，藉着耶稣基督，我们知道祂已经显现。
And even if God doesn't show up in the way we anticipate in this life, we know that through Christ, joy awaits us in the life to come.
即使神并不是以我们期望的方式在我们的生命中显现，但是藉着耶稣基督，我们知道我们将来的生命是会充满喜乐的。
For God in Christ is bringing us home to a place where pain and tears are done away with forever.
因为神藉着耶稣基督是会将我们带回去天家，要去一个永远没有痛苦、没有眼泪的地方。
And until that day, as we walk through the valleys of sorrow in this life, Let us look at Jesus Christ and bring our lament to God.
直到嗰日嘅嚟临，我哋仍然要经过我哋生命中嘅死有五幽谷，让我哋去仰望耶稣基督，将我哋嘅哀伤带到去神嘅面前。
Through Jesus, we who abandoned God in sin are reconciled to Him, never to be abandoned again.
而藉着耶稣基督，我哋呢一班喺最终舍弃咗神嘅人，系可以重新去同神和好，永远都唔会再被神抛弃。
Through Jesus Christ, God's steadfast love toward us endures forever.
藉住耶稣基督，神嘅慈爱系永远临到喺我哋嘅身上。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess to you that we often don't know what to do with these psalms of lament. They are unfamiliar and strange and hard for us to fully understand. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to receive the laments of the Scriptures as a gift, that you have not abandoned us to figure out our sorrows and our pains on our own, but you have given us a means to bring them all to you, to tell you honestly what we are experiencing, to ask you to act when we don't even know exactly what we need or what we want, to allow you through lament to bring us to a place of trust. So I pray, Father, for my brothers and sisters here. Lord, I know, I am sure that each of us carries sorrows and griefs and pains in some fashion or another. Father, I pray that you would help us to bring all of that to you. And I ask, Father, that as we do this, that you would lead us to a place of trust, that you are good, you have sent your Son, and you will bring us home. Thank you, Lord, for this gift, and I pray that it would bear fruit in our lives. To the glory of Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. Mm-hmm.